WMFO in Medford, 10:03 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Let me tell you what played in that last set. That was The Sins that had New Noise to start us off from their latest brand new excellent record called Little Miss Lost. That was You Would Not Miss Me. The Beatles segued very nicely into that. Thanks, Destiny. That was,
you're welcome. I was very excited about
that.
I
know you are. Okay, I get that. That was a remastered version from Past Masters, and that was Day Tripper, of course. Pretenders from Learning to Crawl. That was Time the Avenger. Then we heard Mazzy Star from Seasons of Your Day. That was Lay Myself Down. And we were all just talking about what a great sounding record this is. Our friends Ann Hussick and Exit 99 from New York City. They have a brand new EP. Just came out this year called Master Plan. That was Gun. Pretty intense lyrics. Great band accompaniment on that. Just love that. Right, everybody? We like that a lot.
So good. Yes.
We do. So I want to say a quick hi to Destiny and hi, Linnea.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. So we're going to focus on you here in the second hour. But first, I want to do the live day play that I've been doing. We had a live day here at WMFO on June 1st. And I want to feature a great song from our own Jennifer Teft.
Woo!
And The Strange,
yeah,
from her latest record. This one's called Down on My Knees. We'll be back right after this at WMFO.
Hey.
Wake up, I cannot sleep. Wake up, I'm trying to breathe. But there's something resting on my chest that I need to release. Tick-tock, tick-tock, it will not stop. Tick-tock, tick-tock, gonna break this damn clock. If
it's WMFO right here in Medford, 10:07.
Jennifer Teft rules.
That was fantastic, wasn't it? I just loved
Teft
that.
Jennifer Teft is on fire.
That was
fire.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that was, you know, live right down the hall in Studio D. I mean, to be able to do that is
with
really
Joel,
something else.
Joel mixing, right?
Yeah, Joel Simkus.
Yep.
The best.
Yeah, killer.
All right, so I want to say hi to our friend again, Linnea.
Hello.
Herzog, how are you doing?
Doing well. We just got back from tour.
I know. I mean, you didn't just go to like Rhode Island and back.
Not just Rhode Island. No,
I mean,
we went to the Midwest.
I mean, let me just sort of, you went to, started in Somerville and you made your way through New York to Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Chicago, back to Ohio, through Pennsylvania, on your way to New York City, and now you're back. It was 3 weeks, 10 shows.
Yeah.
And you're still like smiling and happy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, that was the first time we did anything of that scale. And it took a lot of planning, and I feel really, really proud of the band for accomplishing everything.
Oh, you should. I mean, you have a great band.
Thank you. You know,
you've been with Hands for a while, and Hands is like... We talked about the story of how you guys met last time when you were in, not competing bands, but different bands, and you saw each other play, and you're like, how do I get somebody like that in my band?
Exactly.
So over a beer, you said, we need to make some changes, and you did.
Yeah, pretty much.
it was absolutely great. So you have Hands, and you have, of course, Super Tough Ray on the drums, and yourself is writing all the songs. I think you do it all, and then you present them to the band.
Yeah, it's kind of collaborative, writing all the music, putting everything together. Sometimes we come up with the ideas from a jam. Sometimes I have like a chorus in mind, but yeah, pretty much write it collaboratively. It's really fun.
It is, and it sounds it, because we can hear that you guys are just having so much fun. And this tour, I'm 12 years old, my voice is changing. This tour is called, speaking of, Chaotic Bisexual Summer. See what I did there? Maybe you don't. I thought it was funny. But anyway, this is very personal for you.
Yeah,
it was
so funny. Sorry, Chaotic Bisexual Summer. Hey, this is really personal for you, Linnea.
Well, listen, I mean, are you talking about the summer 10 years ago?
But there's actually been several ones of these. So there's actually one I describe in that essay that I sent you that was actually from closer to 15 years ago.
Okay.
So that would be like the first one. But the truth is, you have many chaotic bisexual summers over your life, if you're me.
Well, I mean, it's a thing that people have to contend with in a personal way. And you chose to do it, you know, your own way to make it work, you know, with your family. So, you know, you decided to come out via an email, which I found interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, the whole story is just funny. And, you know, everyone took it really well. You know, I'm over here in Boston living my life and having all of these crazy adventures. And, you know, most of them made it into a song one way or another. And some are still making their
way
into songs.
That's what happens, right?
Yeah, that's what happens.
So what about the email? What happened with the email? You sent an email to your family?
Yeah. I was just like, I have a girlfriend now. Like, I'm bi. And yeah, it was actually pretty fine overall.
Their reaction was like, well, now you have twice as many people who can break your heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, twice as many people.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very nice.
So 10 years later, here you are. And I love the song.
Thank you.
I mean, your songs are just catchy. You know, and this one really expresses that whole thing. So what I did to you is what I do to many other people. I've done it to you, Destiny.
Yes.
I say, hey, if you're going to come in, give me five songs, five favorite songs. And you've done it before, too. I mean, Linnea, I know that it's not an easy thing to do, but I love, both of us looked at the songs that you sent.
Love them.
We just
great
loved
songs.
Them.
Yeah. Thank you. I tried to make it a theme, five songs that made me a chaotic bisexual. So I was thinking of specific songs that sort of led to realizations in my life, or led to other events and activities. A lot of these are songs, you know, from my childhood, or like, I think it goes up to college. But yeah, I tried to choose songs that were like, you know, prior to when I came out.
Well, the first one that you picked is by an artist that's just so cool, although he's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. He's going to live on forever, because there'll never be another one like this.
No,
I'm talking
never.
About Prince.
Yes, absolutely.
And from his Purple Rain record, this is your first song that you picked, I Would Die For You. What a great song. Talk about how that figures into this whole mindset of Chaotic Bisexual Summer.
Yeah, so I grew up in Minnesota in the 90s, and Prince was always in the background there. You know, he was really proud of being from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was, yeah.
And so we got the chance to actually visit Paisley Park when we were there on tour, which was awesome. I realized there's a lot of aspects of Prince's life that I sort of internalized, I didn't even realize this, but he was very DIY. You know, he always wanted to put on a show. He believed in himself and his artistic vision, staying true to it. He rejected the gender binary even before that was sort of a fashionable thing that a lot of people did.
Yeah, totally.
And just, you know, he's sexy, like, in his own way. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
that was always a part of him.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a lot of sort of things he did, I subconsciously took in as, you know, even as a young kid. He was really a big influence on me.
Yeah, that's really cool to know that. Yeah, I mean, he's always had that kind of a vibe. And the next one is also along the same lines of kind of sexual always.
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah.
You know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, I mean, you know, there's not too much you have to say about that, but you picked a great song called Give It Away.
Yeah, I picked Give It Away. I just love the bass line so much. You know, it makes me dance like those little air dancers outside the car dealership. I always like to tell people.
All right, well, this is a big studio. Feel free when we put it on.
Okay, I'm doing it.
That's a killer bass line. It's a great
bass line. The bass line is just so good. I love the song. If I'm having a bad day, it's like I put it on. It just gets me in a good mood. They were kind of my first favorite band as a kid. And, you know, I shared a terrible, you know, just an embarrassing secret, but I did read some erotic fan fiction starring some members of this band and even wrote it at one time. But I think for me growing up, like this is when I was sort of middle school, early high school age, it was kind of a safe way for me to explore my sexuality, just without doing anything. You know, I wasn't dating at that time. And so I thought this was really sort of a way I also realized I was queer.
Cool. Love this next one, Iggy.
Oh, yeah.
Stooges.
TVI.
Yeah.
Excellent choice.
So this one I actually first was exposed to from the movie Velvet Goldmine, which also had a huge impact on me as a kid. Because it's actually sort of a thinly veiled fan fiction about Iggy Pop and David Bowie, very loosely based. Like David Bowie
famously did not approve
of this movie. But there's this one scene where they're playing this song. I'm looking at my notes here. But yeah, Ewan McGregor's character, Kurt Wilde, drips honey and glitter on his bare chest before getting buck naked and setting the stage on fire as an enthralled Brian Slade, played by Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, looks on. And this just really cemented my desire to like be in a glam rock, punk rock band.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, I remember that whole David Bowie thing. You know, that's interesting.
Well, Bowie and Prince and Iggy, none of them subscribed to typical. But the thing is, at the time, you couldn't come out and say anything about them.
No.
So you had to still pretend to just be, you know, straight all the time.
Yeah.
And these guys just didn't care.
Yeah.
And so they didn't need to, like, they didn't have to go out of their way. They just were who they were.
Exactly.
And they didn't really care. And they just did their own thing. And same thing with Mick Jagger. All of them have this, you know. So, you know, it's always been. Right. It's always been. And these guys just kind of were in a position, luckily for them, of fame and money, and their reputation already was everyone loved them pretty much. Right. So they could kind of just do their thing and not suffer the consequences that a regular person would. You know,
and then things changed. And then, you know, me as a regular person, I was kind of able to do that, which I feel really lucky to be able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely, you know, and Prince with that whole, you know, when he. There's a lyric in that song. In this song, I would die for it. I'm not a woman. I'm not a man. I'm something you will never understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. 100%. So ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its time. And just being a spirit in a body.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The fourth song, that the band I do not know of Montreal.
Oh, wait. We skipped one.
Which one?
Handshakes by Metric.
Oh, that's the one I had as fifth.
Oh, okay, that's fine. We can go over to order.
What is happening?
What? What's going on?
All right, calm it down. Everybody just take a deep breath.
Okay.
Of Montreal.
Okay,
I don't
know about Montreal.
But Gallery Piece.
Oh, yeah, this is... So, it was hard to pick a song by them, to be honest, because I just like so many... They're one of these bands where I actually listen to the full album, which is, like, shocking as a millennial. I listen to a full album, but, like, I love the full albums. And so, this is actually based on my first real-life chaotic bisexual summer, which was, like, the summer after my freshman year of college. The soundtrack to the summer was Skeletal Lamping. This is the album that song is on, by Of Montreal. And there was five girls sharing a summer sublet in Somerville. We were commuting to Wellesley for our summer jobs, and I had just joined a neuroscience lab for the first time. We were trying to record from the rat brain, And, you know, some things were working, some things weren't working. But I was also starting to date for the first time. And, you know, my friend and I met a guy and we all really liked Of Montreal. And, you know, some of us liked each other. But what I really like about this song is that the singer, Kevin Barnes, described, you know, both good things and bad things he wants to do and sort of sees the overall rise and fall of the relationship. And, you know, for me, I was like, wow, this is, like, really cool because it's not really a love song.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and the aforementioned metric, the band Handshakes.
I honestly just liked the album cover, and I realized I liked it because I had a crush on Emily Haynes. But then I really just, like, dove into this band. They became one of my favorite bands in high school and college. And, yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, her lyrics are so smart. I subscribe to their newsletter because it's just like her writing is so good.
Nice.
And they still perform. They still put out music. They do everything themselves. I love Metric.
Well, I can't wait to play these songs. And I appreciate your taking so much time to think about it. That was really cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. All right. So let's start. We'll be back in a little bit less than 20 minutes. Going to start with this great one, I Would Die For You from Prince. These are Linnea's five songs right here at WMFO. Mm-hmm.
say you wanna get in.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:37 in the morning, just about 10:38. Man, I always get it right on the cusp there.
You're so amazing. It's Mike on the mic, ladies
that's
and
Destiny.
Gentlemen, WMFO.
And that's Linnea.
Hi.
Hey, you guys. All right, so we just heard that great five-song set. Wasn't
that
great?
Yeah, Linnea, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Prince,
that was a lot of fun.
Prince, Chili Peppers, Stooges of Montreal, and Metric. Mm-hmm. Wow. That was awesome.
That was.
So now, everybody, now that you've heard Linnea's picks and what she likes to listen to, I want to feature some stuff that's brand new from you, Linnea, if it's okay with you.
Oh, of course.
So the whole thing we're talking about here is Chaotic Bisexual Summer, and it's the title of a song, and it's a wicked catchy song. And you know, I'll just tell. I had to play a radio.
Is she gonna play live too? Because
if there's
got
time,
20
but
minutes.
I don't know.
So
I don't know
because
we got to play those songs that are recorded first.
Okay.
So we'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah, we'll
but
see.
I was gonna say this song. I had to play a little radio edit. Thank you for that.
Yeah, a lot of the songs we'd have to play a radio edit. My favorite ones. Yeah.
I want to tell you though, you did a great job.
Thank you.
It really came off well without. You know, using the language in there. It's just
awesome.
Such a catchy song. What can you tell me about that particular song, Chaotic Bisexual Summer? How do you come up with a song like that, and do you know it when you hit it? You're like, "Oh, yeah, this is working."
I had the song title in mind for like at least a year. So actually the Tank Tops existed before the song was written. Shout out to Together Press.
Awesome.
But yeah, and then I guess I just was like, you know what? I'll write the song. And then finally it like came to me one day.
It just works.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel that way too about this one? Are you excited about it?
Yeah, super excited. Yeah, I feel like it really is fun to play.
It's a fun song. It's like a very fun sort of talking about, I don't know, it's just a fun song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is part of an EP that's going to be coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. When is that slated to come out?
We're going to be dropping singles, and then the whole EP will come out at the end of that late fall, probably November.
And how many songs in total?
There's five on
the EP. All right, cool. So we're going to hear this one, and we're going to hear one that's never been heard on the radio before.
Woo, world premiere!
Called Cherry. We're going to do that afterwards. Let me play Chaotic Bisexual Summer. I mean, anything you want people to know about, you know, the lyrics, but, you know, what's it about? I mean, is it all about that experience?
It's about being yourself and finding love as yourself.
Love it. Love it. Okay, you guys, if you haven't heard this song, which I would have trouble believing, actually, we've been playing it.
Yeah, it's been
I've been playing it very carefully because of the real lyrics, but we'll be back right after this. This is a great song from Linnea's Garden. It's going to be on this new EP coming out in, like, November. This is Chaotic Bisexual Summer. We'll be back after this.
Suck it, but don't even think of it. Investigators undercover, physical dimension discovered. Turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic bisexual summer. Bassist and drummer, we could be chaotic bisexual summer.
Come on now, you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
What a great song.
Very, very fun song.
Yeah, Linnea, that's a hit song.
Killer bass line. Thank you. I mean, that's doing great. That's just awesome. That guitarist is all right.
Yeah, she's all right. She's the weakest link.
That riff is so fun. No, I would never say that, Mike. I'm teasing her because it's a great, that little riff is addictive. It's like
fun.
It really makes you want to listen more. And then it happens again. You're like, hey, there it is again. You know, it's cool.
It is. That's what I meant about, like, when you wrote it, you just say, like, oh, my God, this is it. I mean, I did. The first time I heard it, I'm like, Jesus, because I love the hooks.
Yes, the hooks are great.
So hooky.
Yeah. Well, I think you're pretty brave singing about all this stuff. I'm like the polar opposite of you. I'm like Miss Modest over here. Like the fact that you can even write the lyrics you write, I'm like, wow. I feel like, you know, it's like you're like, you know, I see you guys over at the carnival going on all the rides and I'm over here like, wow, man, I'm on the merry-go-round. I'm just like, well, they're having fun. That's cool.
That's okay. That's get in line whenever you want.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, look at that. Jeez, I'm on the merry-go-round. Like, I'm having fun, but wow, they're awfully brave.
No, all it's right. fun. I feel it like there's fun, a little devil on my shoulder sometimes. And
oh,
I'm just
God,
like,
yeah. Absolutely.
Now I'm going to say this.
All right. So are you guys as psyched as I am to world premiere this new song?
We're going to listen to Cherry after Chaotic Bisexual Summer. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Is your mind just racing?
I don't know. My child's in the room. I'm not saying much.
Well, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's summertime. Cherries are delicious fruit to eat, you know?
Yes, they are. Go.
Yeah. So, all right, tell us about this song, because speaking of riffs, I mean.
Just don't ask her what it's about again.
No, all right. The little guitar that you go in with a boo to come into this is just great.
Little wah pedal action.
That's great.
Thank you.
Great.
I'm excited because I was at work when you emailed this to us, and work is, as you know, work's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't even have a chance to like open up the email or so. I'm excited. I have not heard this. This is going to be new to my ears as well. And I'm just teasing you because I laughed when you asked her what Chaotic Bisexual Summer was about. So innocently, too. So, what's the song about? I was like, Mike, did you just ask her that?
It's called a DJ question.
I know, but don't ask her what Cherry's about. Just play the song, man.
It's about avoiding the pitfalls of life.
Yes, don't do that.
See what I did there?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, bowl full of cherries, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, this is the world premiere, right? This has never been on the radio before.
Right, never. World premiere.
Do you even play this live?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
All right. It's for the radio audience.
All right, pretty cool. This is the second of five songs that's going to be on the new release, an EP, in November. By the way, is it going to be called the EP? Is that the name, Chaotic Bisexual Summer?
No, I haven't revealed the name yet.
Destiny, we have an opportunity to name the EP.
I have a name in mind. She's got
you
the name
do.
In
yeah,
mind.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Maybe next time.
Now we got to guess.
All
we
right.
We should do like a contest. What will the name of Linnea's album be?
I will say it's from a song lyric on the album.
Okay,
so.
There's a hint.
There you go. All right, well, listen, everybody that's out there listening, get in a place where you can turn this up, get your headphones on. This is the first time on the radio and far from the last time. This is brand new from Linnea's Garden. This one's called Cherry. Right here at WFO.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Stutter. Woo! WMFO Medford, 10:50 in the morning. I'm Mike. She's Destiny. Hi.
Hi.
And she, of course, is Linnea.
Hi.
All right, so we just heard a bunch of songs from Linnea. Brand
good
new.
Stuff.
Brand
really
new, by the
stuff.
Way. Chaotic Bisexual Summer, which I love. And with the world premiere.
They're cherry!
That was pretty cool.
That was great.
That was great
yeah,
to
that
hear.
That was a lot of fun.
That
yeah.
was excellent. Nice really work, Linnea. Like,
thank
nice
you.
Job.
So you've got some stuff to tell us about. You have a single release party planned and
we do,
videos
yeah.
and all kinds of good stuff.
So the song Cherry is coming out on July 26th. That's about a week from now. And then we have a single release party July 28th at State Park with CJ Honey, Matthias, and The Worst. And it's all ages, suggested donation of $5 to $10. And the music starts at 8 p.m. So come on out. And we'll have a music video for Cherry coming out July 26th as well. And you can stream it everywhere. You know, add us to your Spotify. Do all the things. Yeah.
Yep. And it's everywhere, right? It's YouTube. And
yeah, it'll be out everywhere.
Yeah, I saw the YouTube one. Was that in your house in that little party
yeah.
space?
Yeah.
It came out really good.
Thank you.
So at just about 10:52 in the morning, we have time if you'd like to do something live.
Yes. Sure. I'll do something live real
do
quick.
Do something live.
All right. All right. Okay. So you've got a little amp. So I think, hey, Destiny,
yes.
maybe you could point your mic sort of toward her
yes,
amp a little
absolutely.
Bit.
You want to bring the amp closer, Linnea? And we'll kind of bring this down.
Live radio, everybody.
Here we go.
All right. So which song do you think you're going
to
do?
I got a request from Destiny to do Comeback. So that's the one I'm going to do.
Oh, cool. All right. Live in Studio A, everybody. It's Linnea.
Sewing a stitch in my ride. Retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye. That pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late. Collective consciousness wait. Last calls and long last restraint. Enthrall and mouthing all the words. You look perfect. With mouth open wide like a game. Don't you know that you were made for the stage? And I wish that I could leave and I could come back so I could be there in the day. Come back, come back. Distortion on my guitar, scattering dust on the floor. There's Francis coming along, blonde hair and coke in the junk. If Terry's climbing the pole, downstairs and changing the pulse, then Marfred's holding us all, enthralled with starlight with no words. You look perfect, with your mouth open wide like a game. Don't you know that? You were made for the stage, and I wish that I could leave and I could come back so I could be there in the day. Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. Catching the rain of Royale, in line and shaking the cold. Messed up among the unknown, our Thursday best at the Church of Michelle. How did it go? Monira said with a joke. Well, of course I went home. Of course I misspoke. Shining the hours to gold, unfolding mirrors in the dark. Preserving character arcs, enthralling, waiting for the words. Come back, come back, come back. You look perfect, with your mouth open wide like a game. Don't you know that? You were made for the stage, and I wish that I could leave and I could come back so I could be there in the day. Come back, 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 come back.
tell you, I've missed you. You've been out on tour. You've been away. I hope you come back often, because I love that stuff.
That was just a gorgeous performance.
I love that stuff.
I'm so glad that she did the live. That was just lovely.
It was
great.
That
was really fun.
It really was. It just sounded so good, too. Just for, like, I mean, really, like, there's not a board, there's no mix. It was wonderful.
Out of tune guitar, let's go.
That just made my whole day.
So yeah. That's live and local.
Samantha, what did you think?
I liked it.
Thank you.
The reviews are in.
Yeah.
All right, so let's make sure I get the dates right. So the new EP is coming out sometime in November.
Yep.
It's the 26th for the party?
For
the release party, single release?
No, the show is the 28th, but the song will be out everywhere on Friday the 26th.
All right, that's what I meant to say. That's exactly what I meant. Thank you for helping me there.
Yeah, of course.
You had other shows that were coming up, correct?
We have some other shows to plug, yeah. So August 11th, I'll be doing a solo show at the Club Bohemia with Ben Shooter, Galaxy Cake, and Dank the Poet. And then we've got a big show coming up September 6th at the Middle East Upstairs. That will be the single release for No Vision, another new song off the EP.
Okay.
And that'll be with Tiffy, Lipsmere, and Lover of Eve. and then we also have a big show skipping forward to Halloween, October 31st, also at the Middle East Upstairs. We have the opportunity to open for this amazing band, punk rock band from South Korea called Drinking Boys and Girls Choir.
Wow.
They recently opened for Atabaki Beaver and the Foo Fighters, so we're super excited.
The Foo Fighters.
Nice. Yeah, the tickets are already on sale for that. So October 31st at Middle East Upstairs. If you want some Halloween plans now, buy your ticket. We want to sell this one out, so please, please come. It'll be a great show.
Let's do it.
Excellent.
All right, at 10:57 in the morning, thank you, Linnea, for coming
in. Thank you, Mike, Destiny.
Really appreciate you being here and playing live.
And I had so much fun jamming to Iggy Pop with you. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, that was a great five songs. Great EP shaping up here, too.
Yes.
That's
really
cool. We're very excited.
Really happy for you. That's really good stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. And thank you, Destiny. Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One last plug. Please follow Linnea's Garden on the socials, Linnea's Garden Band.
There you go. Absolutely do that. All right. At 2 minutes before the top of the hour, Sue Edelman is here.
Hello.
For Something About the Women.
It's
How
a
you
party.
Doing?
It's a party.
I am regretting my musical choices. No, I'm not.
I hate
no,
when you're not.
So what's going on today on the show?
Well, so this is what's going on. We're doing all Indigo Girls all
Yay!
The time.
And you got requests from people.
I got requests from all over the globe. And I'm honoring all of them, as many as I can fit in. They're on this piece of paper. Yes, it's going to be some rare stuff. I just found some vinyl in the stacks. I was looking for their original EP. Somebody walked with that. Maybe me. I don't know. I'm going to have to look in my stacks at home. But, you know, we've been supporting the Indigo Girls since, like, 1986
I used to go see them at Newport Folk Festival every year.
Yeah, I mean, before anybody knew who they were, Chris Newport, who was one of our DJs, she brought in this EP. This was even before I was a member of the collective, a couple of years before. And she's like, this is a band from Georgia. There's like a little note on the album cover. Check them out. They're really good.
Wow.
And the rest is
That's
history.
Incredible.
Yeah. So if anybody knows where Chris Newport is, I think she's somewhere in New Hampshire. She writes erotica under another pseudonym. But if you can find Chris Newport, I just want to thank her for all her years of service at MFO.
It's a testament to MFO right there.
Oh, like, my God. The history of the women that have done this show. Ellen Gerleo, who was on WUMB for years, and she's actually out in L.A. now. She sent in some great remembrances of the early Indigo Girls. So it's going to be fun. And we're going to dedicate the whole show to my friend Kat with a K in Western Mass, whose birthday it is today.
Happy birthday, Kat.
Happy birthday, Kat.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm going to use my radio voice for her because she likes that.
All right.